Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. I'm John Cook, and I'm joined today by Takehiro Sakito, Chief Japan Strategist for MUFG. It's Monday, May 16th, 2022. Welcome back to the podcast, Sakito-san.
Good to be back.
Always good to have you. So why don't we start off with recently released data. As you know, the Japanese Ministry of Finance international transaction in securities data is one of my favorites, really tells you what Japanese investors have been doing in foreign bond markets and what foreign investors have been doing in Japanese markets. The April data was just released on, I believe it was May 12th. I guess my question for you is, you know, what were Japanese and foreign investors up to in the month of April? And what does that suggest they do in May?
Mm-hmm. Japanese investors continue to unload foreign securities at a fast pace of 2.5 trillion yen in April, according to data released by the Ministry of Finance on May 12th. This included net selling of stocks and investment fund holdings by 338 billion yen, medium to long-term foreign bonds by 2 trillion yen. Japanese banks and the lifers draw 2 trillion yen of net selling of medium to long-term foreign bonds. Then the foreigners net bought 4 trillion yen of Japanese securities, including a net 3 trillion yen of stocks and investment fund holdings, a net 651 billion yen of short-term bonds, and a net 131 billion yen of medium to long-term bonds. So far in fiscal year 22, Japanese have continued to unload foreign bonds and expand their holdings of alternative investments. Both Japanese and foreigners have continued to rebalance their G10 bonds and stocks as the war in Ukraine drags out and in response to inflationary pressures and G10 rate hikes. Over the near term, we expect the Japanese investors to continue to unload falling bonds and as a result, show a stronger preference for JGBs. At the same time, we expect Japanese investors to continue buying alternative assets and falling bonds. They could be unexpectedly dollar credit market stabilizers despite market volatility amid quantitative tightening. Meanwhile, we think that foreign investors could amass more Japan stocks as US equity prices plunge. There is room for upside of Japanese exporter stocks based on current dollar and spot rates. At the same time, foreigners are likely to continue selling 10-year JGBs as they express doubt on sustainability of the BOJ's yield curve control operations.
Interesting. So despite, you know, all that foreign bond selling by Japanese investors, you still think there's some to go. That's very interesting. And it sounds like there's some likely demand for Japanese stock out of international investors. And it makes sense, you know, that foreigners maybe stay away from the long end of the JGB curve. You know, the YCC peg, if you will, seems about as wobbly as it has been in recent memory. So the other really interesting thing to talk about is the release of the Japanese lifer investment strategies for the first half of fiscal year 2022. These came out, you know, over the last couple of weeks. Why don't we start with you taking our listeners through the high points of the releases?
Mm-hmm. Among the 10 lifers, 6 lifers clearly plan to increase their asset weightings of domestic bonds. 4 lifers to increase foreign stocks, 1 lifer to increase Japan stocks, 3 lifers in open, non-hedged foreign bonds, while no lifers plan to increase hedged foreign bonds. The highest lifer market expectation projections for 10-year JGB yields above 0.25%, dollar yen 140 level, and 10-year U.S. Treasury yields at 3.5%. There was significant divergence amongst dollar yen outlooks. Lifers have been complying with economic value capital regulations in recent years. They have been increasing their holdings of super long JGBs to adjust durations and adding foreign currency assets to boost yield while also mixing in non-marketable assets, especially real estate, as alternative investments. They have been focusing on diversifying their asset portfolios.
That's really interesting. So no lifers plan to increase hedge foreign bond purchases. That's just amazing. And I guess, you know, dollar yen forecast of 140 seems preposterously high, but I guess we're, you know, less than, you know, $10 away. So maybe prescient. So why don't you expand on that a little bit? What specifically are you expecting to see from Japanese life insurance companies over the coming months?
Over the near term, lifers will likely start to expand their super long JGB holdings to extend durations. Their appetite may increase more for 20-year JGBs than 30-year JGBs. In March, lifers not only net unloaded long-term JGBs, but two companies projected a battle above the BOJ's yield curve control range. Lifers may take a more prominent presence in the BOJ's fixed rate 10-year JGB buying operations and expand purchases of 25-year plus JGBs. They may increase buy now foreign stocks and investment fund holdings to offset the reductions in the second half of the fiscal year 21. In that case, lifers may reshuffle their assets with dollar and euro credit instruments using a medium-term yen basis hedging rather than short-term yen forward. On the other hand, they are unlikely to have excessively high yield expectations after lowering their anticipated returns. Dollar yen was not necessarily boosted by Japanese life securities investing flows, and I expect the BOJ to increase super long JGBs to diversify its position away from 10-year JGBs. This plus increase in life purchases may support super long JGB market. We think the yen basis could widen from the belly to long ends as lifers move hedges out the cross-currency basis curve.
That's interesting. It sounds like the super long sector could get a little crowded with the BOJ in there buying as well as the lifers. Mm-hmm. So I think we're about out of time here, but I don't want to close out the podcast without getting your outlook across various markets, yen rate, spot dollar yen, yen basis. So why don't you go into it?
Yen has been the biggest strengthener amongst G10 currencies since the end Golden Week. The April Tokyo Core CPI stood at 1.9% year over year, which helped to take dollar yen to 131.35 on May 9th. Its highest level since April 2002. Since then, rising US rates have led US stock prices and the dollar yen to fall. On May 11th, the April US CPI showed inflationary pressure and dollar yen recovered to the upper 130 level. Japan's financial sector will be releasing fiscal year 21 earnings in mid-May. Over the near term, we think Japanese investing flows to be mixed. We expect the dollar yen to trade in a 3-yen range, lowered to 128 to 131, and maintain a neutral bias. So the yen swap rate curve has steepened slightly. Central banks around the world have been striking hawkish policy stances against inflationary pressures. But the yen swap rate curve trades with upward rate pressure, even as the Bank of Japan continues to control the JGB yield curve. The JGBI auction on May 16th was well received despite the April Tokyo CPI data. Japanese investors may buy more JGBs after unloading foreign bonds. But linkers are the main battleground for the foreigners. Over the new term, the BOJ could carry out more fixed-rate JGB buying operations and a steady yen raise, depending on how hawkish the G10 central bank's policy stances appear. We expect a neutral bias for yen rates. The yen basis curve has been widening. Weekly data from the Ministry of Finance shows that the Japanese have been unloading foreign bonds, while the foreigners have been rapidly rebuilding their yen bond holdings. Between April 24th to May 7th, Japanese investors unloaded a net 1.9 trillion yen of medium to long-term foreign bonds, but net bought 1.1 trillion yen of foreign stocks and investment fund holdings. Japanese investors continue to shift from foreign bonds into foreign stocks and investment funds. On the other hand, foreigners net bought 2.6 trillion yen of short-term yen bonds and 580 billion yen of Japan stocks and investment fund holdings as they unloaded a net 523 billion yen of medium to long-term yen bonds. While foreigners have been re-evaluating and buying Japan stocks and conducting down yen basis arbitrages in a front end of the curve as down yen has risen and the trade terms have improved, they have been averse to GGBs under strong yield control, especially 10 years. Yen basis has widened despite active foreigners' yen basis arbitrages. This suggests that Japanese corporate sector investment driving yen basis widening. Going forward, we expect the widening in yen basis related to underlying demand to pause as fiscal year 21 earnings are released. Yen basis is likely to return to a neutral bias from a widening bias.
Okay, so neutral on yen basis as foreign basis arbitrage stacks up against Japanese corporate sector investing activity. Neutral on rates for good reason. The BOJ is defending the peg, but I did find it very interesting that earlier in the podcast, I had some lifers point out that they were forecasting GGB yields above the BOJ's plus 25 ceiling. You know, very fascinating there. And neutral on dollar yen as it sort of hovers somewhat unstably at this 130 level. Yeah, great stuff as always. Thanks for joining us, Sugito-san.
Thanks for having me, John.
And thank you for listening to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back soon for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.